90 kilometers of steel, 22,000 beams, following no conventional straight lines, a maze of metal. Officially, it's called the National Aquatic Center, but in the world of mega architecture, it's known as the Water Cube. It's a fantastic honeycomb that looks as light and fragile as a tinker toy, but in reality, it weighs 6,500 tons. As Frederick Douglass began to write more, he was inspired to travel to Ireland, and at the time was just entering the early stages of the potato famine. While overseas, Douglass was impressed by the relative freedom he had as a man of color compared to what he had experienced in the United States. Arriving in America in 1950, the Porsche 356 immediately became one of the most sought-after cars in the country. Famed for its aerodynamics and handling, it was nicknamed the Silver Bullet. In 1954, the introduction of the Speedster took the 356 to the next level. In the quiet of a Northwoods morning, the St. Croix and Nemecagon rivers run clear and clean beneath sentinels of pine and hardwood, and straight into the hearts of those who walk their banks and paddle their waters. Over 100 years ago, New York millionaire George Vanderbilt was searching for a place where he could breathe free. He could have gone anywhere in the world, but came here, to Asheville. This was Vanderbilt's idea of a getaway, the Biltmore Estate, and he hired the very best of his day, including legendary landscape designer Frederick Law Olmsted.